Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Well, the time has come. It's a Friday. It's the end of the program, or near the end of the program, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a game that we've played for years with our listeners. At the end of the average week, not every week, but the average week, we go through what we've been talking about, who we've been talking to, and we find these little sound bites, these little gems of audio that we bring forward. We play them for you on Fridays, and we leave you with a bit of a responsibility, and it's yours on this Friday afternoon, September the 25th. Your vote decides which of these will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. To sweeten the pot a little bit, we give you the opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's what we really need, is which one are you voting for and why? That's kind of the best part there, your reason for voting, and your reasons are your own. You can like, dislike, agree, disagree, find it something you want to hear again or never want to hear again. All your reasons are your own. We just want to hear what they are. And we'd like to know where you're listening as well. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. We get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Same thing goes for if you want to tweet your vote at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We have left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon. We got four sound bites. We're going to play them for you, and then we want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Up first this week, soundbite number one comes from a regular guest, Pastor Will Wheaton. Here he is talking about the responsibilities, the duties that a pastor promises to fulfill.
What does it look like that your ministry is done in conformity with the Holy Scriptures and the aforementioned confessions? You get this: will you faithfully instruct both young and old in the chief articles of Christian doctrine? You're going to teach the catechism. Will you forgive the sins of those who are repentant? And will you promise never to divulge the sins confessed to you, the seal of the confessional? Will you minister faithfully to the sick and the dying? Not leaving that to the lay people to do on their own, but this is saying you as a pastor have that responsibility. Will you demonstrate to the church a constant ready ministry centered in the gospel? Will you admonish and encourage the people to a lively confidence in Christ, faith, and to holy living, to sanctification? Finally, will you adorn the office of the holy ministry with the holy life? Will you diligently study the scriptures and the confessions? And will you be constant in prayer for those under your pastoral care? I suggest that if you want to evaluate your pastor, you need to go back to these promises and say, Pastor, can we talk to you about how we're doing with these things? This is what every pastor wants his board of elders to hold him responsible for, as opposed to other duties that are dreamed up and handed on. Besides, I can't get away from the words of the Homilia. He said, the Lutheran pastor cares nothing for the multiplication of duties that characterizes the modern church. He knows that he never faithfully gets done everything that he's promised to do in his ordination vows. Please don't add more. Getting this is full-time work and more.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Will Wheaton, with his very brief and complete explanation of the duties of a pastor. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state, or send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote right there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Frank Beckwith. We were talking to him about the views of Nancy Pelosi on abortion, and here is his response.
I don't think anybody can tell you when life begins. Human life begins. As I say, the Catholic Church for centuries has been discussing this So again, over the history of the church, this is an issue of controversy.
She's confusing the church's unequivocal opposition to abortion, going all the way back to the earliest post-apostolic document, the Didache, which actually prohibits abortions. So with the other question, which is, when does a developing human being acquire a rational soul? Yes, there was a period of time where Catholic thinkers disagreed when precisely the developing human being acquired a rational soul, because they had a mistaken view of biology. And in the 19th century, when we learned when life begins in terms of the science, guess what? Now it said we are on a firm foundation to say that the child in the womb from the very beginning is in fact a member of the human community. But that's not the same as the question of whether abortion is wrong, and the church has always been unequivocally against abortion.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Frank Beckwith responding to Nancy Pelosi's views on abortion and her peculiar view of church history on the subject of abortion. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC and email talkback@issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Carl Fikenscher. He's with us every week to look forward to Sunday morning. And here he is clearing up the apparent conflict between Jesus saying two things. One, he who is not against us is for us, and elsewhere he says he was not for us is against us. What does that mean?
It's not enough simply to say, oh, I'm not against Jesus. To be not against Jesus, but not for Jesus, is a ticket to eternal suffering in hell. That simply is the case. We must be with Jesus. Whoever is not gathered to Jesus scatters. There are divisions in the visible church, that is, disagreements among believers on earth, that force us to have some separations, and yet we can see that we are sharing the membership in the invisible church, members of the body of Christ. But it is not possible to be one of God's people without being with Christ. Whoever's not gathered to Christ cannot remain neutral and say, you know, I wasn't against him. Because Christ Jesus is the one who gathers all of us, every member of the invisible church, that is, every member of the eternal church, is one who is, in fact, with Christ. Christ gathers us to be with him by what he did in going to the cross and giving us his Holy Spirit that brings us to believe that. Every member of the invisible church is one who does, in fact, truly believe in Jesus as his Savior. There's no neutrality among those who are members of the body of Christ.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Carl Fikenscher, on the words, he who is not against us is for us. Now, get ready to vote, because soundbite number four is about to play, and after it's played, it's your turn. Your turn to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is Pastor Stephen Parks. We were talking about Eastern Orthodoxy, and here he is explaining simply Eastern Orthodoxy on justification and sanctification.
The scriptures and following the scriptures, traditional Protestantism and Lutheranism particularly, have made a strong distinction between those two. And it's not because we want to separate them or pull them apart. We just want to distinguish them carefully so that we can magnify the scriptural truth that our sins are forgiven for only one reason, and that's the shed blood of Jesus Christ alone. And that because of the shed blood of Christ, now he's gained for us a twofold gift. He's gained for us first the gift of forgiveness, and secondly, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit enters into us, of course, he's never without the Father or the Son. So we have the triune God filling us with his divine life. But again, that's not the cause of our salvation. It's not the cause of our forgiveness, but instead it is the result of our salvation and the result of our forgiveness. Within Orthodoxy, however, those things are conflated so that salvation becomes an ongoing lifelong process as the believer seeks to become more and more and more filled with the very life of God. And the result there, and the net result, I think, the bottom line, is simply that when you talk to the average Orthodox Christian, you're going to find that they have no certainty of salvation because their salvation isn't a completed act. It's not based upon something objective and outside of them, but instead upon an ongoing subjective reality of being filled with God. And there are days, just like you and I, Todd, when we really feel that divine connection to God and where we feel like we're doing well in our Christian life. And there are other days where if that were our hope, we would wonder if we were ever saved. And unfortunately, there's too many precious souls in Orthodoxy who are wrestling with that very question on a daily basis.
That was soundbite number four, Pastor Stephen Parks on Orthodoxy with regard to justification and sanctification. It's time for your votes for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. We will take a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. This break is also a good time to sit down and write us that email with your vote for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. We'll get it right here in real time. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. Send us that tweet at IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for your vote for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
This is what every pastor wants his board of elders to hold him responsible for, as opposed to other duties that are dreamed up.
She's confusing the church's unequivocal opposition to abortion, going all the way back to the earliest post-apostolic document, the Didache, which actually prohibits abortion.
It's not enough simply to say, oh, I'm not against Jesus. To be not against Jesus, but not for Jesus, is a ticket to eternal suffering in hell.
There are days when we really feel that divine connection to God, and there are other days where if that were our hope, we would wonder if we were ever saved.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, the 25th of September. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, your opportunity to win both the LPR bundle package, that's an I Have Issues t-shirt, a travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and Notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote. We're also going to toss in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution, to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send your vote to us right here in the studio. We get it in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Pastor Will Whedon describing the duties of a pastor and how the pastor is basically promised to do this and hold him to his promise. Will it be soundbite number two? Dr. Frank Beckwith's response to Nancy Pelosi on the issue of abortion and its historic position in the Roman Catholic Church. Will it be soundbite number three? Dr. Carl Fikencher responding to and actually explaining the words, "He who is not against us is for us." Or will it be soundbite number four? Pastor Stephen Parks explaining orthodoxy on justification and sanctification. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And you can vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Just talking to someone this morning about the new Lutheran Talk Radio, Lutheran Sacred Music mobile app that we have. It's the LPR mobile app. It's relatively new. It's been out for about a couple months now. And what it does, it combines both Lutheran Talk 24/7, that is, at issuesetc.org, you can hear the best of Issues Etc. 24/7 already. It combines that with our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio, all in one app. You can listen to the music, you can listen to the talk, and you can listen to them anytime, any place on the mobile app. It is available to every single device that is made by mankind, and it's absolutely free. You can, the LPR mobile app at our website, issuesetc.org, it's right over there on the left-hand side. Any kind of device that you use, issuesetc.org, the LPR mobile app. A great way for you to listen this weekend to the best of Issues Etc. 24/7 or to sacred music 24/7, issuesetc.org. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet @issuesetc. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to be looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the three-year lecture, and with one of the people who contributed a soundbite this week, Dr. Carl Fikencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to be looking at Mark 10, where Jesus says something that would have sounded very odd to his disciples. To us, it sounds like Jesus meek and mild, but it must have struck his disciples as amazing when he said, "Let the little children come to me, do not hinder them." We'll also talk about divorce in Mark chapter 10 Monday on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Mark has, let's see, a vote. He says he's voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon. He says he gets my vote this week. "As I marked the 26th anniversary of my ordination yesterday," congratulations, Mark, "and I'd like to take an evaluation based upon those promises," that is his ordination vow, "any day." Sounds like a good, faithful pastor, Mark. Thank you very much for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Yeah, a pastor ought to be proud to say, look, the vow I made at my ordination is the vow I want to be evaluated by, and the vow that, and look, I'm not going to do it all faithfully, but it is the promise I made and what the congregation and what he promised before God that he would do. And there's nothing in there. There's nothing in there that isn't straight out of Holy Scripture with regard to what pastors ought to do. That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Will Whedon. Here he is explaining very succinctly the duties of a pastor.
What does it look like that your ministry is done in conformity with the Holy Scriptures and the aforementioned confessions, you get this. Will you faithfully instruct both young and old in the chief articles of Christian doctrine? Going to teach the catechism. Will you forgive the sins of those who are repentant? And will you promise never to divulge the sins confessed to you, the seal of the confessional? Will you minister faithfully to the sick and the dying? Not leaving that to the lay people to do on their own. But this is saying you as a pastor have that responsibility. Will you demonstrate to the church a constant ready ministry centered in the gospel? Will you admonish and encourage the people to a lively confidence in Christ, faith, and to holy living, to sanctification? Finally, will you adorn the office of the holy ministry with the holy life? Will you diligently study the scriptures and the confessions? And will you be constant in prayer for those under your pastoral care? I suggest that if you want to evaluate your pastor, you need to go back to these promises and say, Pastor, can we talk to you about how we're doing with these things? This is what every pastor wants his board of elders to hold him responsible for, as opposed to other duties that are dreamed up and handed on. Besides, I can't get away from the words of the Homilia. He said, the Lutheran pastor cares nothing for the multiplication of duties that characterizes the modern church. He knows that he never faithfully gets done everything that he's promised to do in his ordination vows. Please don't add more. Getting this is full-time work and more.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Will Wheaton, on the duties of the pastors. A late vote from Jan in Illinois. She's voting for soundbite number 3. Dr. Fikencher's soundbite also speaks to many who call themselves Christians but think that all people will be saved because God is love. They know that they are for Christ, so they ignore the scripture where they don't believe and will, about those who don't believe and will not go to heaven. That's really being against Jesus. Jan, thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Mark. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size at talkback@issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, the 3-year lectionary. Looking forward to Sunday morning. Dr. Carl Fikencher will be with us. Let the little children come to me. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.